from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We continue on. And this is actually kind of perfect that your last day is on the Fanniversary, the 13th anniversary of the station. It's perfect that our last planned guest of the day is somebody you know very, very well, one of our favorite guests that we have throughout the entire, I mean, since before I was on here, I mean, going back to the very OG days of this station. And he joins us now, Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Albert, welcome.
Albert.
Well, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on today. And it sounds like I got a tough act to follow.
Tressel, Mark D'Antonio, to name
kids?
A few.
Is that right? Your kids were on, too?
My kids just did a little recording thing that they sent to Keith, and that got me going pretty good.
I promise you I won't be able to measure up to all of that, but I'll do my best.
I mean, I think if you really had any breaking news in your back pocket... I mean, if you can't out-Tress Tress, but you could. He can't break news like you can.
Yeah. He has more news than I do. He just can't break it the way I can.
That's so true. That man's he's like a mob member. That man knows things that nobody knows.
Yeah. No, man, it's great to be on. Dustin, congratulations on the decision. I was thinking when I was in the car a minute ago, and, you know, like, just kind of like and for people who don't know, like, the first time I met Dustin, I was 21 and he was 18, and I was at the Lantern and he was a freshman football player, and we had brief interaction then, but it's not like we'd stayed in touch off of that. And then I remember, like, we kind of I don't even remember how it materialized, Dustin, but
it was more along the lines of, I'm pretty sure, Twitter, like, is when we really connected, because you were at NFL Network and I started this show, and we sort of connected because you would always tweet about Ohio State stuff, and I love that, and I tweeted about some things, and you started, like, it was like an internet relationship that started.
Yeah, that's right, my first online relationship. So but, you know, like, I remember, like, Dustin telling me about the show and kind of what you guys were planning on doing, and, you know, back in 2011, and it's so cool because I think back, like, all the stuff that we've talked about on the show, and this is what I was thinking about on the way over here. It's like all the first round quarterbacks we talked about, Brandon Whedon, I guess would have been our first one, right? Like, Johnny and Baker, and I remember, you know, I even thought about, like, this, like, going through, all the Ohio State-Michigan games and all those montages. Keith was the one who was putting those together, right? And then, you know, like, LeBron coming back and how we talked about that, like, and how significant it was. And it was so cool for me because, I've lived in, you know, my family's from Michigan on my dad's side. I've lived in Texas and New Jersey, but I really sort of have always viewed, over the last, you know, couple of decades, Ohio is my second home, you know, like, it's almost like another home state for me because of the amount of my friends that are from there. And so, you know, what you guys gave me was so cool because there's so many of my friends that that get to hear me every week, you know? And so my connection to that state is really, really deep. And to that area too, even though I never lived there, because of so many of my friends were from Northeast Ohio. And so, you know, it's just, I mean, this is one of my favorite things I do every week is coming on with you guys. And, you know, it's too bad. It was sad to see Adam go a couple of years ago, but I know he had his reasons and they were good reasons. And, it's even tougher to see Dustin go because he was the one who kind of opened the door for me to do this. And, you know, it's so cool for me to think about, like, how the first time we crossed paths was that long ago, you know, in 2001. And, I hope we've been able to entertain some people in the time in between.
You know what's amazing, man, is, you know, when we obviously had brief interactions at Ohio State and have connected a lot more in our careers in broadcasting, and it's just crazy how our friendship has evolved. And also, like you say, it's cool to come on because you get to talk to your friends. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's tons of people. I feel like you're from Ohio, number one.
Yeah.
You know, because you
in,
just...
In a way, I sort of am.
Unless
you know
I see
mean?
You in Boston. Yeah. When I'm in Boston, I never think about you being like from the New England area. Yeah. So, yeah, it's cool. But, you have made our show much better. Every time you come on the show, it gets better. We don't have to... They don't have, our fans don't have to listen to us blabber. They get to hear some serious analysis and insider information. And listen, we're so gracious to you because... I know you get pulled every direction by every show in the country, and you always make our show a priority. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate that throughout the years and how much it has helped us, not just with ratings, but with credibility that you've supported us, man. We really appreciate it. And you, by the way, you come on every time for the last decade plus for free. And so everyone just knows that, like, that is amazing. And thank you.
Yeah. And I you know what, honestly, like I think loyalty is such an important thing, and it's always been an important thing. It's something I learned from my dad. And like, it's one reason why, you know, I love that part of the country. So many people who are there are that way. And so it was always important to me to, like, you know, be good to the people who've been good to me. And you guys have always been so great. And like, honestly, and Nick, you don't know this, but like, I mean, me and Dustin are like really genuinely have become really good friends over the years too. Like we hung out in Dallas, when Ohio State won the national title in 2014, had a few drinks there.
Those days were fun.
the trip to Mobile.
Mobile was amazing every time we went.
Yeah, so like it's really cool, and I hope, like, that's the other thing I hope is like that kind of the rapport that I've had with with Dustin obviously, but also with Adam and now you, Nick. I hope that comes through to the listeners too.
I think it does, and just to double up on what Dustin said there. The fact that you do it for free and you always are, if you ever are 1 second late,
he
you apologize.
Bad.
Like, dude, that is the epitome of classiness. Now, as the one, I got to do some real radio here. How are we feeling about Ohio State? Not just in the Akron game, because that feels, but are they going to do it this year?
Yeah, well, the Akron game, if we don't win by 70, everybody's going to be complaining about that one. So, I mean, but that's where the expectations are this year. And I do think, look, like, there's the obvious investment, right, with the NIL investment and retention and getting all those guys back. And I think the number 7 or 8 guys that, like, a lot of the NFL teams had projected as top 100 picks that are back, which is unheard of, right? Like, to have that many kids who had a chance to be drafted that high say, no, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to go back to school for a year. Part of it, of course, is the fact that you can pay them now to do it, which gives them that option. But it's also really, really rare. And I think it's going to show in the investment. I was down at one of their practices a few weeks ago, and I think it's going to show in the investment those kids have in what they're trying to do here. It's a different deal when, you know, you're expected to be as good and you're expected to be perfect every week. So that's going to be interesting to watch. I think the run game is going to be dynamic, you know, with Chip Kelly. And I think the defense has a chance to be historically good. So you have those two things in place. I think it helps you manage any issues that you might have on the offensive line and at quarterback. And, by all accounts, I mean, you know, the day I was there, I'll just say this. I don't think I'm speaking out of school. It was very clear, and this is before they announced it, it was very clear who the starting quarterback was. You know, it was going to be Will Howard, and he looked like the best guy. And, I think their offensive line issues, I think, have, you know, for the most part, because they've got so many veteran guys up front, will be worked out. They have a chance to, I mean, like, again, like, I guess the bar for me would be kind of like, just from a talent standpoint, the 15 team was really, really good. Dustin, I think your 03 team was really good coming back off the title too.
We may have been better than 02. We just fell apart against Wisconsin, and then in Michigan we were flat in the first half.
Yeah, you had the, because the 02 team had Claret, like, which I guess would be the biggest difference, right? But there was so much.
And we lost. I mean, listen, we had a lot of great seniors off the 02 team, but there was so much young talent, especially the skill position in 03.
And then, you know, the 05 and 06 teams, I think, were excellent, too. You know, like the ones
the 06 team, come on. I mean, Troy was just ridiculous.
Right, right. So, like, there have been a lot of good teams. I think this one's up there with any of them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I think so much of it comes down to how do you handle the expectations? How do you handle the fact that everybody expects you to be good? How do you handle stardom? You know what I mean? Like, and I think that that's really, to me, like, you know, you talk about the quarterback, the offensive line. I think that's the biggest question is, like, how do you handle everything that's going to come along with being on that platform all year? Because, you know, that's where they're going to be from the very start. I mean, it's almost like what I respect most about, like, what Kirby Smart did a couple of years ago at Georgia is they won the national title and they were dominant. And then they came back the next year and they were able to kind of refocus right away. It's what's amazing about what Nick Saban's done. To do that with the kids that age, I mean, I think about how inconsistent I was as a 20-year-old. There are a lot of people who can tell you about that, you know. So get that level of consistency out of kids that age, I think, is always amazing. And that's a job for Ryan Day, you know, and his staff over the next 4 or 5 months.
Albert, we've heard $20 million. We've heard $34 million. Do we know how much this roster cost?
I mean, I don't think 30 would be – I don't think 30 would be too much of an exaggeration. I don't know for sure, but I've heard a lot of it was on retention. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of it was on retention. Now, of course, like, you know, some of the guys are already in place and everything else. I mean, I don't think Jeremiah Smith came cheap. And I think he's going to be worth every penny based on what I know. But yeah, I mean, all those guys, I think all those guys are being very well compensated, I would say.
Albert,
the ones who are coming back that maybe had an option not to.
Albert, looking to the Browns here, the Browns restructuring Deshaun's contract again earlier this morning. That news broke. What's been the reaction around the NFL to that news?
It's so funny because, like, I feel like we go down this road every year, right? Like, where it looks like the Browns have all this cap space, and then they just kind of keep rolling it over year over year. It's an accounting measure. You know what I mean? Like, it's a let's give ourselves the flexibility going into the year. And if we don't use it, then we will roll it over to the next year. You know, could they make another run at IU? Certainly. That, you know, is something you can look at. He didn't want to do it the last time. If things get really sideways, might he want to do it this time? I don't know. We'll see. They were certainly closer. You know, when it came to, like, what the number was with they were closer to what Aiyuk wanted financially than Pittsburgh was, for sure. And, you know, I think that CeeDee Lamb's contract does change the dynamic a little bit. But I'd say overall, it's not – I don't think it was done with any one thing in mind. I think it was more about creating flexibility for yourself, knowing that, like, creating that – there's really no downside to it because you can just move the money into 2025 if you want to.
Albert, another talking point with the Browns roster has been – the fact that they carried four quarterbacks up until today when they released Tyler Huntley, and it seems pretty apparent that that was a bluff to try and get somebody to you know, make a trade for Tyler Huntley specifically. Do we know why that market never really materialized maybe the way the Browns had hoped?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what they went through last year, and, you know, like, not just that, but then, like, what the Niners went through in the NFC title game the year before, where, you know, like, Brock Purdy gets hurt and Josh Johnson goes down and, oh my God, now what are you going to do? You know, like, I think there's been a feeling across the NFL that the value of the third quarterback had gone up and that more teams were going to carry the third quarterback. And, you know, just kind of as these things have gone, I don't know if there's really been a market change, in the way teams have set their rosters up, you know? I mean, the thing is, like, you know, 53 sounds like a lot, but Dustin, you can tell, you can explain this probably better than I can. You can get through 53 faster than you think when you're going through an NFL season, you know? And so I think it's easy to say in March and April, yeah, we definitely want to keep a third quarterback, or we're going to go ahead and stock our quarterback room with a third guy. It's something else completely when you have to go and cut the seventh receiver to do it, or cut the sixth corner to do it, or cut the fifth edge rusher to do it. You know, usually what it comes down to is, like, you know, those other premium positions, we need real depth there. And so we're going to put our third quarterback in the practice squad.
Albert, is Tom Brady going to have to choose between being a commentator for Fox and being an NFL owner?
I think he...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If I had to guess right now, I think he'll do one then the other. But, you know, I think the owners have made it very clear. You know, this goes back. You guys have heard the old text. Stram line, right? The old Cowboys president, what he said way back in the day in the 70s, which would have gotten the guy completely canceled if he said it now. But when they were in an argument with the union, this was in the 70s or 80s, he basically announced to Gene Upshaw, who was the president of the union at the time, you guys don't understand. We're the ranchers and you're the cattle. You know, I sort of think this is sort of what that is. You know what I mean? Like where... they don't want people having ceremonial pieces of teams, right? They don't want, they want a separation of church and state that way, you know? And so if you're going to be an owner, like you have to pay the full freight and you have to play it by the rules like everybody else. And, that part of it I think is interesting because the reason they rejected the proposal, from the Raiders for Mark Davis to sell a piece of the team was because, essentially, he was going to sell, you know, say, and this is just me throwing a number out, but say $50 worth of the team for $5, you know, and the concern was that was going to hurt team valuations across the board, so they weren't going to let that happen. And you know, when Brady and the Raiders tried to get that one through, and it didn't work, the owners weren't going to do any more favors for him, you know. So I think this is sort of the owners putting their foot down and saying, like, you know, you got to get on one side of the aisle or the other, and if you're going to try to straddle them, we're going to put some restrictions on what you can do.
Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Albert, Nick said the other day that the Cowboys week one is a cakewalk.
That's not what I said.
Cakewalk?
No, I did not. I said it's a should win because I think Dallas is a little deflated after a bad offseason.
He says that it's an easy win for the Browns.
I'd never even said that. He is just jamming me up because he knows he doesn't have to deal with it tomorrow.
Easy.
I mean, I said the game's a pick 'em and it could go either way.
Yeah, screw you.
I think it's
lock it
no,
in.
I think it's a coin.
That's warehouse guarantee.
Guys?
No, not anymore. Browns by 17. Boom. That. Now you back me in a corner. Now I'm saying it. Wow. Lock that bleep in.
Lock it in.
Wow, 17.
I blacked out. What happened?
Even with the new offensive coordinator and some of the changes there, and Deshaun coming back from the injury, like you're good with that. Like Denzel Ward, we'll see. Like I don't know if I'd say I wouldn't like be offended by you guys picking the Browns to win, but saying it's a cakewalk and picking a 17-point win something else entirely.
Albert, call me Nickstradamus, baby.
Well, we'll see, but I think I actually think Mike McCarthy's experience helps in dealing with the circus of the last 6-7 weeks in Dallas. And do you guys see what Dak said today?
No, he
did not.
Dak said today in the locker room that he has learned to tune out what Jerry says about negotiations in the media.
Well, that's going to go over well.
Which is like, that might be the first time I've ever heard a player say that he has tuned his owner out. But Jerry, I mean, in Dak's defense, Jerry says a lot of things. And so, they've got a lot of noise down there, but they've always got a lot of noise. You know, it's not that the circus has come to town. The circus has never left. So I don't know that all of it's going to affect Dallas the way that some people might expect. Just because, I mean, it's sort of business has always been done down there.
Albert, as we wrap, I just want to say, because this is my last show.
Have you heard about that? Have you seen about this?
Obviously, I'm going to talk to you after this show today. But I can't thank you enough, man, for how much you've done for the station, the shows on the station, particularly, hard to say, this show. Not just with Adam, but with Nick, when Nick filled in. And then Nick comes in full time, like all of these things. You're a big part of the success here, man. And we couldn't do it without you. We thank you.
Now, I appreciate that. And like, hey, you know, like I think the coolest thing, like I listened to a little bit of the stuff from earlier in the week, and it was really cool hearing you talk about everything that you've been through.
Yep.
And like, you know, what was really cool about it was like hearing you say how much football is given to you.
Yeah.
And like how much, like, I think that's the coolest thing is like that, like, you're able to give back to everyone that way. You know, that's sort of like the way I view like some of the stuff that I've done. Like football has done a lot for me in my life. I was like, you know, one zillionth of the player you were. I played through high school, but I loved it so much that I kept doing football stuff and made a career out of it. And I've always viewed it as kind of like giving back. And I have so much respect for what you've been able to do. And the coolest thing hearing the other day, what you were talking about is how there's probably some football player out there, Dustin, that listened to what you have gone through, some NFL guy who's retired, who's having a hard time, who's probably going to reach out to you now, you know, and the fact that you went public with that, and I know what you've been through, and you and I have talked about that, but to hear that part of it and like to know there's probably some football player out there that heard that, it's going to pick up the phone and call you, and you're going to be able to help him. I mean, I think there's something you're going to be able to do this on a completely different level than like giving back the way we give back by entertaining people in the sport. And so I thought that was really, really cool of you to do the other day when you were doing your farewell.
I appreciate that, man. And that honestly, that was my calling. That's why I talked about it because I don't know. It was on my heart, man. I felt God had a purpose for me that day. And I've seen such a great response that I know it was the right thing. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No question.
Albert, right. You're the best.
Love
buddy.
You, buddy.
Love you too, bud.
All right, man. See ya.
Albert Breer there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I got to say, we've talked about there are people in Cleveland with vibes down on the Browns. I am not one of them. I don't think you are either. I think you might not, your vibes might not be as up as mine are, but I'll tell you, if Monday morning they traded for Brandon Ayuk, and use that cap space for what people view as a legit number one receiver in the NFL, I think that would be the great uniting vibes heading into the Dallas game.
I think that I'm just more, I don't want to say this to be mean. I just think that I'm more like down the middle when it comes to some of these things. Like I try not to let my emotion, like I'm a fan of the Browns, obviously. But I'm also trying to like look at how are they going to get to be the team we all want them to be.
Yeah, I think though if they traded for Ayuk, LFG real quick.
For sure.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And I kind of think
I'm the biggest prisoner of the moment there is.
That's not the only reason I think they opened up that spot. But whether it's Ayuk, dude, in the NFL, you just never know. There can be a move out there that you didn't see coming that happens. So I just think it's interesting. Again, if it goes through probably Wednesday of next week, I would be shocked if any trades are made because then you kind of just flip the page and you have who you have until the trade deadline, but definitely worth paying attention there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.